This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, January 27th, 2016, from HiRISE, on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. This image was taken of an area on the lower southeastern flank of the volcano Elysium Mons. In the center is a small, dark, pristine-appearing pit, approximately 130 meters in diameter, which is clearly visible among the numerous small impact craters that are heavily covered by dust and sediment. These pit craters usually appear in the younger Tharsis volcanic region, but this is one of the first seen in the older Elysium volcanic region. Garden variety craters are excavated by impacts and are characterized by raised rims, sloped walls, and surrounded by ejecta blankets. But pit craters are simply sinkholes in the ground, with near-vertical walls and floors that are only visible when the sun is high in the sky. They are deep holes that may lead to underground caves in volcanic terrain. This isolated pit crater is located in a lava field that is crisscrossed by long, linear troughs. This image was taken in one of the regions on Mars well known for its viscous flow features, or VFF, which are massive, flowing deposits, believed to be composed of a mixture of ice and dust, similar to glaciers on Earth. In this particular region, an impact event occurred creating ejecta deposits that also appear to flow, probably because of their similarly rich ice composition, and interact with the flows from the VFF. Looking closer, we can see that the VFF deposits appear to be rougher in appearance than those of the impact ejecta. We will need to study this image in more detail to understand how these flows have interacted with each other and what they can tell us about their composition and their flowing behavior properties. As of this date, MRO has been orbiting Mars for 9 years. One benefit of MRO's nearly 3 completed extended missions is the chance to see landscapes change over time. These Barshan sand dunes are a case in point. These have been imaged at least 5 times already, and each time, a bit more movement is revealed. The steeply dipping slip faces, where sand slides down after it gets piled up on the dune's crests, indicate the direction of the wind, although this particular dune field seems to show 2 converging wind directions. This image shows the western side of an elongated pit depression in eastern Noctis Labyrinthus. Along the pit's upper wall is a light-toned layered deposit. Chrism spectra extracted from the light-toned deposit are consistent with the mineral jarosite, which is a potassium and iron hydrosulfate. On Earth, jarosite can form in ore deposits or from alteration near volcanic vents and indicates an oxidizing and acidic environment. The Opportunity rover discovered jarosite at the Meridiani Planum landing site, and jarosite has been found at several other locations on Mars, indicating that it is a common mineral on the Red Planet. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.